Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, thanks for listening. This one is for Brandon. Hi, everyone that's streaming. This is just going to be a rant show, not a tarot show. It's been a while, and this is a fucking request. So, happy early Halloween, motherfuckers. Now, first thing before I start doing this shit, Brandon, this one's for you, and I got a little announcement. I'm going to say this with as much love and care as possible. But it seems to be the theme right now, especially with a lot of older people who have tried to get through their traumas and never have, and even those who aren't older. It's time to let go, and believe you me, your story is as important to everyone else and the universe as it is yourself, but it's time to let it go. You've got to learn to let shit go. Get over it. You know why? Because it's the best thing for you. And I say that with the best love, like all the bullshit that you keep repeating, whether it is that you're doing it sober, doing it drunk. Your friends don't want to listen to it, but we do. And I've been a victim of this myself, but you got to let it go. It's time to let the fucking shit go. You have to get over it. You have to move on. And it's not because you shouldn't be listened to or it doesn't matter. It's because it's the best thing to do. Because what are you going to do? Cry all day? Let the world eat you? Because it will, including, well, you know what? Everyone eats themselves when it comes down to it. It's true. When shit goes down, we all turn on each other. We're not made to last. So, remember that. Don't take everything that seriously. Honestly, we're not making out of this alive. And with the literal decay and breakdown of, well, humanity and the ecosystem and our food chain, why the fuck do you care anymore? Stop letting it live free, rent-free in your head while you sit with the pain. What's the point? For what? Does it make you money? Does it give you an orgasm? Does it make you happy? If it doesn't, why do you have it? Right. So it's time, and I'm saying this again with the most love and care and compassion. I'm doing this for your best interest. It's time to move on. It's time to get over it. You have to get over it. You have to get back up. You have to get out of your bed. You have to wash your face. You have to wash your hair. You have to get over it. It's time to let it go. Let go of depression. Because a tree doesn't fall down twice. And that's true. And you make your bed and lie in it. But who the fuck said you can't lie in it and make it every day? You do it anyway. Same thing. Things happen. It's up to you whether you want to survive or not. So, up to you, though. But just a tip. And I've been there. I understand. But there's a lot of this shit going on, and I even have it in my own family. Like, I understand. Like, if your mother was not emotionally available for you, it'll fuck you up. It takes a lot to get over. You will end up in bad relationships. But eventually, you know, you got to change somewhere. You got to change something at some point, and this is one of those things. I see a lot of people every day, and I meet a lot of people for work, and, you know, we make a lot of money where I'm at. I make a lot of money right now, and I'm super popular with people, and they just tell me everything. And there's a theme that I hear with a lot of people, men especially, because I don't know how this ends up in conversation, but they'll be like, oh, yeah, I just left my girlfriend because she was, like, a breadwinner, but she laid in bed all the time. She was too depressed. She was too this. She was too that, right? But never enough. So what happened to that? Those women? Yeah, it's just this cycle that repeats themselves. But see, we get into these relationships we can't even nurture or be there for when something like whatever happens. So, I mean, it's time to, like, move on, okay? So I love you. I love you. But this is tough love now. And I've been getting a lot of emails from you. I know I've been writing everybody back as I can. Things have been a little crazy on my end, and I've been, like, super busy at work and running my, like, little business, which is really taking off right now. So things have been crazy. And also, we're watching the literal last days of this world, our world that we know it. BT Deb, better get your fucking, your sauces, your spices, and anything that you can stock up on and can keep frozen or in the dry, keep dry. We're not getting food over here. And that's because the railroad motherfuckers won't do anything or move or let things happen. And they're literally breaking our food chain because of greed. So there's a lot of things that are actually coming down the pipe here. For those of you that have been like here and there or whatever, closing in on them they are. So, I mean, at some point, the orange Cheeto dumb fuck who ruined a lot of America and set the women's rights back 50 fucking years and let perpetrators and rapists and abusers have more rights than the victim. And then some. And I hope you don't leave your grandma in a state-run facility and they're the same people that run prisons because they are, if something happens to your elderly, you can't do nothing about it. Thanks, Trump. He did that for Christmas. Yeah, that is old news. I'll put a new battery in it tomorrow. So, moving on, there's been a lot of shit going on. It's almost too fucking much to even deal with. But let me tell you something. Food chain, going out. Ecosystem, going out. Shit, we're running out of water. You know who's still stealing our water and bottling that shit? Jeffrey Hills and then some. Why are you fucking buying it? Stop doing it. Oh, yeah, Nestle's an evil company. Don't get me started on that. Well, Nestle and all them don't believe that we should have, like, water. That water is not a human right. Literally. They think that you... But, you know, I'm just saying, there's a lot of things that we should be doing, and voting is one of them, especially if you're a woman who wants rights and be able to, you know, vote, be a person, have shit. You know, in the old days, we couldn't have that shit. So, but you know. Now, I wanted to get down on some shit, see if my, yeah, vote like your fucking uterus depends on it, bitch, because it fucking does. And the freedoms of tomorrow, because it doesn't just stop at abortion. It'll continue. Oh, hey, Christian, your husband's side bitch is going to be forced to carry. You're welcome. Yeah, it just gives perpetrators more rights to steal your information on the internet and your router and your internet's not safe, by the way, just so you know, especially if you have Xfinity, pretty fucked. Most routers have an ASUS motherboard. Yeah, you're fucked. Pretty fucked. It's all pretty fucked. And they have non-clickable malware now. Great. Yeah. Now, I don't want to hear, and I just got a new, hey, there's a red crown here. That's crazy. Been getting visited by crowns lately. Royalty has showed up, you guys. So I've been getting a lot, I'm getting a lot of pings right now. Hey, big head, what's going on? Some of you over here have been complaining to me about this woke stuff. First off, do you know what it means? Do we know? Did we look up in the dictionary? The dictionary is very helpful. But I went ahead and I looked it up for you. Just so you can know, and I didn't go to Wikipedia because that's not a real place of information. Yeah. So I wanted to read this out loud. The definition for you people who are reading me right now, pissed off, and have been for like 2 weeks. I've been getting hounded by all these really crazy emails, and I'm going to try and go through some of them and adjust them, but we'll see how it goes. So it's an alert to injustice in society, especially racism. And literally it came from the statement, we need to stay angry and we need to stay woke. Like, you know, awaken the eyes that are blind to exactly what's, you know, happening. You know, but you know what pisses me off on that note? The police here make less than I do. And they can pull over my mom and shoot her for no reason. 16 weeks of training. But if I at my job, which I don't get to have a gun, if I at my job get offended by someone telling my boss that it's his fault that some other stupid fucking customer put the thing in the wrong place and he thinks that we're trying to trick him about prices even though he's driving a big fancy car, that it's not my boss's fault, I'm in trouble. I can't shoot this guy or beat him up legally, but a cop can fucking do all that shit while making less than me an hour? No wonder they're fucking useless and assholes. These ones out here where I live, most of them look like kids wearing their daddy's outfit or look like grandma who had to leave retirement. All true. I'm probably the only bitch in this town who's cussed out a cop, hung up on him, and told him never to fucking call my house again. Yeah, and live to tell about it. Not because I have white privilege. I have something on them and, well, you know, they try to shut me up. Still here, ain't I? Yep, still here. So fuck the police. You make less than me. You have less training. You're fucking, most of your garbage is coming out here out the gate. And my friend who I work with said his dad was a trainer that trained police in the academy over here in Atlanta. And, he would write a recommendation of not instating some people as officers. In fact, one guy pumped bullets accidentally with a state-issued police officer's pistol into his girlfriend 3 times. Huh. So he quit. Because they push people through, apparently. Oh, yes, he quit because his job is redundant. What he says don't matter because they don't give a fucking shit, okay? And their eyes, well, you know, it's just another poor person out the door and not having to need help, you know? Fuck it. But these motherfuckers out here make less than me and don't do their fucking job and have attitudes, straight out of fucking high school. Send fucking children to my house. Children. His sleeves were longer than his fucking arms, okay? What was this, a Halloween costume? Because that ain't fucking right. I called him, I said, hey, can you send a fucking police officer here? And draw straws at whoever has the balls to call me back. I'll be waiting. But can it not be an old lady who had to come out of retirement and a child wearing his daddy's fucking clothes? Because that'd be nice. Can y'all send a real motherfucking cop? Took him 2 days to call me back. You know they had to draw straws. And it was the same motherfucker who addressed me who told, I had to tell him, I'm sorry, but you're doing a terrible job. He got to see, hey, you ever been hung up on by a cop? I have. You ever called 911 and go beep, 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 beep? I have. You ever reached 911 voicemail? Because I have. Who knew? They had voicemail, right? Nah, they put me straight to voicemail, son. Yeah. It's so retarded. And when I actually, and here's the fucked up part. If you say the definition of which of what is happening to you, but not use the technical terms, they look at you like you're fucking crazy. But you go ahead and drop them big words on them that they can understand. Oh, you're smarter than us. I don't need to hear that. How about you write it fucking down on your little pad and go type it in? Do some fucking work. I could do some old-fashioned police work in 20 minutes and find the motherfucker. How about you? I'm 100% FBI, period. Okay? I could find out what the motherfucker dog ate two days ago. The fuck you mean? And you, oh, well, thank you. And you know what? It makes me so mad. And I'm like, I should just go be a cop because it only takes 16 fucking weeks. And maybe if I hit my wife a few times and get a couple of DUIs, I'll get instated just fine. So give me a fucking gun. Yeah! Look at that. You can add me on socials. You can find me zen.thatsthet. Like my radio show, and then just add me from there, and then you can get on my personal one. Just make sure you don't abuse it. That's all I ask. But for all of you out here that are, like, pushing this shit to my fucking emails and all the little, I've been getting hate mail. What? 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 I'm getting hate mail. I am not that important. But okay, let's cover those bases. I don't know. Like, they literally just fucking hate me. So, and it's not, and it's oddly, like, 20 pieces of mail from inferior dudes that probably can't get it up or have seen their dick in a long time. You know, probably they're so big, they go after other big ones. It's like two drunken hams high-fiving or some shit. It's absolutely just grotesque. The things that I've been told, I had a guy say, if you weren't so fucking bald, I'd rape you. Good luck trying. I would love to see you try. Love it, love it. It's so wonderful. Thank you for letting us know that you've never felt the touch of a woman while conscious. Good job. Good job. You know. I don't have a Snap, but I have, I don't do Snapchat. I don't got time for that. But I do frequent this place, and I'll give you this, and this is on the IG. And you can hit me out there, and I have other places, but I don't have Snapchat. I don't know how to use it. Won't lie to you. My mom knows how to use that shit. I don't. But thank you for following. I appreciate. Now, I got a buddy who's a first Deacon Libra. Because he's in September, and I'm a second Deacon Libra. He comes to work with me at my store. He's from another store. You know, it's so weird. And yes, Brandon, I'm talking about you. Now, this guy's got every conspiracy that has either happened, is true, or hasn't been proven yet. This guy's got it down. There, and he's like, it's a like a weight of paper. I now know what it's like to be those people. Like, when you tell them stuff, they're just like, this is a lot of information. I have never in my life met someone who actually made me do that. So kudos to you, bro, because I'm weird, but you are the weirdest dude that I know, only because you can make me feel awkward. Like, I don't know this stuff that you're telling me, and it's weird. Like, some stuff he tells me, like, I already know about or have heard about, but, like, there's just, I never met nobody like that besides myself. So I'm just like, man, this is like sitting with, like, a mirror image of myself, but you're a black dude. And it's so fucking weird, but I have to make all the decisions on what we eat. He's like, it's your choice. Your wife must love running you over. You're just a fucking rug, aren't you? Love you, though. I say this with love. He's a September Libra, but he's not the Virgo area. He's more in the first Deacon Libra, so it's, like, really crazy. I don't know what to do with myself sometimes. I'm just like, this is a lot. But he wanted me to do more rants, so this one is specifically here. Yes, I know signs. Why do you what? Sure. Yeah, I don't use Insta for very much things, but it's always on because I have, like, I'm getting just, like, a shit ton of followers now and, like, just, like, over the show over here on Blog Talk. And on you now, too, even. It's pretty interesting. Y'all have been pretty good to me, I will say. And say, I have not said this yet because I just seen you guys on my map. Shout out to China, South Korea, Japan, China. I know, right? Colombia and the Netherlands. Russia's still listening to me. I don't know why, but if you're just a listener, that's really awesome, and thank you. Still not in Australia yet, but we'll get there. Sweden, which is next to, what is that, Norway, which looks like a dick. By the way, it looks like a dick. So if you're ever in Norway and hear this, I like the shape of your country. It's funny, and it makes me happy when I see it. I'm like, that's a dick. It's a floppy dick, but it's a dick nonetheless. It looks like someone has three penises, like you have Finland right there, and Norway. What was the other one I just said? Sweden. Yeah, it's like someone has three dicks. Yeah. It's like, Oh, and Italy's been listening to us. Thanks for that. Y'all look like a boot. Me, at least. I don't know anyone else, but they look like a fucking shoe, and I love shoes. I love Italian shoes, too, so y'all are great. Thanks for listening, and it's just getting so crazy. We've been everywhere. I've even had someone listen in Antarctica, of all places. Like, how did you do that? But that's amazing, you know? Where are you? Here, dear? I've never seen that. Screen name before in here, but thanks to newcomer, yes. And I love when the red crowns you come and have been visiting. I've had three crown visitors. Like, what? It's crazy. It's like royalty shows up, and it's like huge deal. That's a huge deal. So red crown sticking around for even 5 minutes. What? I'm just a number 5, 1-star blue, whatever the fuck that is. So I wanted to just get on to some rants here, but I was going to do other stuff, but I'm getting, like, a shit ton of annoying-ass mail. Now, sending me rape sentences and stuff like that, I really hope to God that you're using a VPN and that you didn't use Google, which I'm seeing that you did. And you know what happens? They have an IP address for you. So, and even with a VPN, I'm still going to find you. I promise. I'm good at this. So, happy virus hunting. You shouldn't send me bad mail. I'll take it. But telling me you're going to rape me, it's just like you're inviting violence into your life. I will wake up and choose violence. Yes. So, you can't rape the willing, my mom says. We're okay. I'm willing to cut it off and bend you over a couch with a burlap sack over your head that has a zip tie on it. That's for sure. But, you know, hey, you mess with the cobra, you get the fangs, eh? Yeah, they filled my lips with venom, and I intend on using it. So, but I had a lot of great stuff I wanted to do, but I'm getting bombarded with a lot of angry mail. And I want to read it, but reading it will only give it, I don't know, stolen airtime. I know, it's exciting, isn't it, Mom? Just one person. I don't have thousands of followers. Yeah, some Trumper didn't like what I had to say. Speaking of Trump, this one's tasty. Someone's being subpoenaed. But just like the guy who sexually assaulted me at work and was questioned about it, who went off on a rant about how hard he worked instead of answering the actual literal questions who correlated with the situation, Trump failed to even say, hey, yeah, I'm going to come to court. No, he's not. He's going to try and leave. Or, I don't know. Who knows? Maybe he'll do the right thing and kill himself and his family. He should. At least that's just like all of you guys that are emailing me. And where the fuck did you get my email from, by the way? That I want to know. I'm sure you went, you're so hateful that you had to listen to at least 10, 20 shows behind to even get to one of my emails being splurted out or something, because it's not even my radio show email. And the guys that are writing me, by the way, they can't spell. So I know you're not hackers.
Oh, Lord. That's so funny.
Well, yeah. If you spell rape with two P's, yeah, I'm going to have to go with a Trump charge, isn't it? I'm going to rap for you. Don't hassle my Cheeto. Like a fucking possum or a raccoon fighting over their trash you found them with. Literally. And honestly, sure, question me. Are there any answers that I can question you with? When you ask your question, I will read. And I do have a habit where I'm not reading shit, so if I don't catch it immediately, I do apologize. Now, if I could just turn this thing on. How did you find me? You just roll up on me? In all this Pelosi shit? Nancy Pelosi, really? Nancy Pelosi, that's the best you got? What's that other dumb bitch's name? Not. Yeah, a little rappy. My mom's still over here making commentary. We should just record her. You know, you're killing me, Mom. Yeah. Got rat seed over here. Oh, thank you. I do appreciate. I had this whole other thing I was going to do, but this is just one of many that I'm going to do this week because I'm getting, as I said it already 10 times, a shit ton of shit in my way every time I try and flip this thing over and start rolling through my stuff. You really got to read this shit off. You know, rather than like trying to remember everything, because it's a lot. And if I can't do that because you're constantly emailing me dumb fucking shit, I must be getting spammed off something on Facebook. Do I love black? Yeah, I do love black, but I love purple, cerulean blue, and black, and certain types of green. I'm learning to enjoy pink. I like purple, but I'm wearing gold and purple right now. So, but actually, this is red. black, purple, all mixed together. BTW, y'all, I've been 30, it's the 15th, so I've been 38 for 4 days. I'm already over it. I'm ready to take a vacation already from being 38. I already can't tolerate people on my lawn. I'm like, get off my yard. Like, why is this guy peeing on the side of my house? There's a condom here. Why? Have you seen my teeth? Get your own damn milk. Now, before you guys, and not y'all, because y'all, you can find me on Facebook, but that's the G1 got taken. So this one's out right now. That one got hacked. I'm trying to get back into it, but they want a fucking license. And I don't name my Facebook after my real name. Gay. Stupid Facebook. So this one has a Vaporeon picture as the main pick. So, yeah, you'll find me. I don't have a Joker lady on there or anything like that. And it should be a Vaporeon. Yeah, you should start a movement. Grandma's United. Yeah. How many wheels would you like on your walker? You should take out the Republicans. They're mostly taking out themselves. It's like the trash taking itself out. Every time. Well, yeah.
That's what I want
to
do.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, ladies, if you meet a guy and you ask him what his politics are, and he says, well, I'm not really into politics, he's a Republican, but he knows he's not going to get laid, so he won't tell you. Hot tip, Quincy, you're welcome. So, for the guy that was going off the rails, something about the Federal Reserve and blah, 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 and I watch way too much War Room. Kennedy says, you stupid asshole, don't do the dishes, I said. It took me forever to put eyebrows on my face, so I couldn't do the dishes before I started. Yeah, 25 minutes to do the eyebrow because I don't have any right now. Or hair. So I'm doing the best that I can, okay? What's a main Caroline? My mom? I get asked a lot of interesting questions. I don't know if they're typed that way, but that's how they look to me when I'm reading it. So if I'm reading it incorrectly, do correct me. But this motherfucker wants to talk about money and all this. This shit here, and let me tell you, dude, did y'all not look at the dollars? It's looking more like monopoly monies and all that, and these motherfuckers here, like, when I talk about, well, the shit's gonna collapse. So what if the bank runs out of money, son? Well, you know, some players think that the bank is bankrupt if it's run out of money, but the bank never goes bankrupt. But to continue, you know, they're using slips of paper to keep track of everybody's banking transactions, and until the bank has enough paper money to operate again, the banker may also issue new money on slips of ordinary paper. You know, Rule 11 of the Monopoly board game is a good way of understanding how the Federal Reserve works. You should try reading it. Play the game. I'm a very rough player of Monopoly. Very Jewish also. And it shows. It shows. Yeah. When it comes to money, Monopoly. I collect Monopoly. I have about 56 different types of Monopoly. But the only Monopoly that I play that I have the most fun with and only play is Zombieopoly. It's the best stop light. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hey. Oh, mom, there's lots in ranting and raving that should be done. But, you know, I've got... Well, mom, this is the best way to do it. You should start on you now. Mom, you should start on you now. Because there's a shit ton of females on you now. And it's the easiest thing to use. This is the easiest platform ever. Ever. You just hit the thing once, two times, make your tag, hit start. Literally, it's a stream. So they can see you and talk to you. Yeah. And then I have my blog talk radio at the same time. So I'm like streaming. Huh? I don't think Joe Rogan's on you now. That's going to take a lot of money. He's on a bunch of stations. No, Mom. He has his own thing where he streams on a bunch of platforms and gets sponsored. But he doesn't have women that listen to him. Not like that. Yeah, he's only, no, not a lot of women listen to him. I'm sorry. He's literally garbage spewing garbage with more garbage. He hosts garbage, my mom.
To get along.
So I think we're just Mars and we're, oh God, speaking of that, by the fucking way, there is no two ice walls. I don't give a fuck what dumb fucking map you guys are looking into. Some of you did not fucking listen or read or do anything as far as fucking education goes, and I'm tired of it. There is not two fucking ice walls, just two ice walls. Asgard is not a place. Asgard is not a place. It's a fictional fucking planet that Thor comes from. Literally, it's not real. It's not a place here. Now, Atlantis was real, yeah, sure. It's in the water, it's underground. No! It doesn't exist now. And this kid that's doing all this NASA shit. Okay, so I went and looked into it. Now this kid is up on Instagram and a bunch of other fucking places. I get where he's coming from. I do understand. But in Greenland, there's an island called Devon Island, and it was literally become a wasteland. No one can live there, yada, yada. They use that place to practice to go to Mars and other planets. Because there is no, you can't go up there and practice going up there. You have to do it down here. I looked into it. And the fucked up thing is, this is what pisses me off about that. I did the same exact search that he did. He even explained how he found it. So I know for a fact that he saw the same place that I did that says that they go to this island in Canada to practice. Now what he's saying is that it's Mars, period. That we're not flying any machinery. Oh, I assure you it's much worse than that. Way a long time ago, my husband's in the military. What airplane people, what the fuck? Ah, I left that fucking piece of shit. Air Force intelligence. Okay, this guy said a lot of shit about this stuff, okay? Yeah, but... But the thing is that there is stuff that they know is going to happen, but then there's stuff that they know doesn't exist, but they don't stop the misinformation, okay? This is the shit that I have, like, I've heard so much stuff, but this is getting out of hand. The Earth is not flat. Other planets are real. Dinosaurs existed, and nobody put fucking bones way deep up here. That's a lot of time you're taking to dig deep in the fucking... fucking ground to play something that doesn't exist to trick Christians into buying your dumbest fuck. Please kill yourself. Please, God. Yeah, Christianity is a barometer on how stupid you are. It's true. This guy, and he's a kid, but you know, he's spreading all this misinformation. Asgard isn't real. Atlantis isn't a place anymore. We're not in a dome. We're not next to other fucking small Earth areas. This is getting really out of hand. Very possible we're in a simulation. Very possible that this universe has been Mandela affected. Very plausible. Very extreme theory. I believe in that. But all this other stuff, you are doing too much for fucking fame or whatever the fuck you think this social bullshit is. You literally saw the same fucking shit that I did and you still went on. You did not stop yourself. You did not correct yourself. You literally ignored literal facts on paper to spread this garbage. We are not surrounded by ice walls. And the reason why the fucking treaty for not exploring Antarctica by yourself is because too many people are stupid and they ruined it for everybody else. It's not because they're hiding another bit of land and there's more resources. There are no fucking resources. This is it. What we have is it. Wake the fuck up. I am tired of seeing this. Just stop. You see the fucking same information as me and you still do it. And that shit pisses me off. I'm all for believing whatever the fuck you want to do. Just don't hurt people, animals, kids. Don't do whatever you want. Believe whatever you want. But don't hurt people. And also, you're hurting the populace when you spread this dumb fucking garbage. I was homeschooled, okay? If this shit was real, my mom would have told me this shit. This is the dumbest fucking shit I've ever heard. And this is coming from kids that are like just peaking 21, 22 years old, just getting out of their mommy and daddy's house. Just figuring out what a fucking orgasm is or what their dick feels like in their hands. Literally, you are not capable to have discernment to understand what the fuck you're doing or even reading. But you saw the same information I did. I know you did because I did the same thing you did. But I chose to read. I chose to sit. And he said he was up till 2 in the morning. I did it in 40 minutes. I timed myself. And I could pinpoint everything he said and counter with everything, with facts. Do I believe that NASA went to the moon the first time? It could be possible that they didn't, just to beat the Russians. But did we go there? Yeah, we did. Now China's on the other side of the moon. And they put out stuff about aliens. They're not hiding anything. So our government knows about it. They've been fucking dealing with aliens. We've had treaties with them for years. That, I believe. We do not have two ice walls. We do not have more resources than they're telling us. Do we have room for lots of people in areas? Yeah, sure we do. So food and stuff like that and other resources? No, we're running out. And up in space, satellites, all this shit, we're not flying stuff out in space. Yes, we have and we have been. And we've also got satellites that the Chinese put up. That was out years ago with a fucking laser beam on it that can knock out other satellites. So is it possible that we're flying Voyagers and stuff like that in the space? Yes, very possible. There's shit tons of fucking space junk. We sent it out there ourselves. But the problem is, guys, we're fucking allowing this bullshit to get into our minds, to create these false realities, to aid and abet this bullshit fucking theology which has no goddamn logic. It's retarded. And I feel, and every time I have to listen to this shit, and I do it because I need to know what's going on and going around because these motherfuckers were stupid. They're driving cars. God forbid they fucking vote. Jesus Christ. Now, some of y'all motherfuckers don't need to be voting because you're too dumb to understand what you're voting for, too stupid to fucking look it up, too lazy to do anything about it. You just don't care. And also, you're not just voting for president. I was not prepared for what I had to vote for. You vote for a lot of shit. It's eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Who's less racist? You got to know what you're doing. But they depend on you not knowing, and that's the problem. But spreading all this dumb shit, you're not helping anybody. You're making things fucking worse. Society is collapsing. The ecology of this planet collapsing. There's no king crap. Come on. Not a big deal to some of you, but that's a fucking huge bad thing. Yeah, because of overfishing. Climate change is real. Hybrid hurricanes, anybody seen the day after tomorrow? What's going to happen when they're bigger than Ian? Bigger than Katrina? How about the hurricane that spun off another hurricane? Did anybody see that? Hurricane Julia spit off Hurricane Carl. Carl with a K. Julia, were you high on dope when you named Carl? Yeah, Julia had Carl with a K. Not making fun of people with Carl with a K, but how the fuck did a hurricane give birth to a hurricane? Is anybody not listening? We're not seeing food. We're not going to see a large amount of things that are going to be like normal life. You're not listening because you're listening to people on Instagram about stupid fucking ice walls that don't exist. It doesn't exist. Now, my friend Brandon, he's got a lot of things, and he was in the military and all this stuff, and he knows a lot of stuff. I'm not going to tell him he's wrong. I do listen to what he has to say, and I take that, and I make my own, you know, ideas or thoughts of what I think or what he's trying to tell me. And he's not dumb at all. And he's in the military and stuff, and they hear things. But some of the stuff that some of you people are putting out as content, you're making, and they're monetizing their videos. So you're being paid to spread the bullshit. And that just infuriates me like no other. I deal with dumb people all the time. They bring in their flip phones that they held down the button too long and it's not coming on. They bring it to me even though I don't even work in that area anymore. I still kind of do because we fix them and all that stuff, but all the stuff that's coming to me lately, they're just coming from other stores to find me now. But it's like the dumbest stuff, and it's not that they're dumb, it's just that they're dumbed down by society and they didn't get the education and the basics that you need to understand how to work technology. Now, that's not saying people who can't work tech are dumb, but these guys don't bother. They don't want to learn. But the problem is these same motherfuckers have voting power, and they also, some of them have money, and they're leaving us with a fucking mess because they weren't smart enough. Better vote like your life depends on it. Because it does. Because if the wrong people get power, because that's all they want, bye-bye, right? But they don't want girl fab, right? That means a lot of you ain't getting laid. But don't worry. Lots of girls are signing up as Democrats right now. Three people? Most of the money in this country.
All the money ends up in
50% of all the money goes into three people's hands that everybody makes. Mostly people want to be your master. They don't want you to have rights to water, safety, vote, think, anything. That's real. Anybody read 1984? Watch the movie. It's boring as shit, but it's got a lot of good detail. Just watch. What's his name? Was it George Carlin? want to say it's George Carlin. He was ahead of his time. I'm surprised he didn't get assassinated. I'm pretty sure he probably tried. But I got to say, I am completely tired and annoyed. I want to enjoy Instagram in peace and Facebook in peace. I don't mind you having what you want to do, but you're making everyone dumber, and I can't deal with that because I work in a sector where I deal with these dumb motherfuckers, and you're making them dumber. Facebook does not teach you how to use your phone. And we got a problem, America. A lot of you, I'm sorry, but are stupid. But we got to wake up to this shit because there's something that dumb people and dead people have in common. Dead people don't know they're dead, but it bothers us more than them. And dumb people don't know they're fucking dumb. And it's horrible for us because those of us who aren't stupid. Thanks, Mom, for homeschooling me and beating anything into me. Just kidding. I have a problem following. I don't follow fashion. I make my own, and people tend to, like, catch on to my stuff. I start being vulgar time. I'm not very good at following other people's shit. I'm not very good at being a sheep. Hey, you know what? Even on the religion factor, it is true, though. If you're going to follow that shit, if you're dumb, you're going to fall for the dumb shit. Stop me if you heard this one. The pastor tells the little girl, dinosaurs lived among men and they liked the company of them, so they wouldn't hurt them. I'm sorry, but a velociraptor would fuck you up in seconds. And also, people lived with dinosaurs? Not the way he's saying it. Cavemen, yeah, there were some, but they didn't live amongst the dinosaurs like he's implying. They didn't live hunky-dory, and the dinosaur didn't just hang around and follow him around because he liked being around him. Are you joking? What? And also, dinosaurs are real. That's where you're getting your fucking gas and oil from, which I can't wait. It's fucking gone. But, you know, it'll be too late. We can't grow crops right now because in some places there's oil in the water, and some places, well, it's either a drought or it's underwater. And that's where we're going to lose food. And also, rivers are drying up. Boats aren't coming in. You better stock up. I'm an outdoorsman, and I've been spending a lot of my time learning to survive. I can make electricity out of a potato, a fork, some wiring, and a battery. You can take... I work at a batteries and bulb store. Believe me, there will be light. And even then, we don't need light. We have daylight, nighttime, fire, and I can hunt. And, yeah, I can survive out of nothing and build a house out of nothing. And yeah, this guy who was running from the police also created a house inside of a mountain cave and made his own electricity with batteries and wiring. Yeah, he was very ingenuitive. They eventually did catch him. He was, like, on the run for, like, raping a bunch of fucking people. Well, mostly kids. But yeah, you could do the same thing with a fucking spring, a potato, fucking light bulb, and a fork. Literally. Some of these people don't even know where their food comes from or how it even happens. So they're not going to make it. But that's my rant for now. I'll do better here soon. I've been crazy busy and my business is just picking up. in my work. So, and I'm fighting a bad guy. I have bad guys. Back tomorrow, I got to go do a sweep and start working on my next set of bad guys, which I think are the same bad guys that are over here. So we'll see. Right? Mom, you're killing me, Smalls. You should, like, come up for a segment on the show. Anyhow, to you women out there, vote, you dumb bitch, or somebody's going to take your fucking rights and also make you have a fucking baby you can't afford and don't fucking need. I don't, and voting rights. Once they start there, you can't get that back. Oh, yeah, not to have a credit card, not to have a house, not to have a business, not to have a good paying job, like that's a boss kind of job, just you be slave. They're trying to take us back in a time where my mom lived as a child bride and had to beg and ask a judge to have credit. My mom was one of the pioneers for women having credit in their own shit because they weren't allowed. And now we're going to go back to that because some white man says so who's a misogynist and hasn't seen his dick in years? Don't think so. Not gonna happen. And you can put as many Uncle Toms in that round as you can, but it's all white people problems. White, inferior, misogynistic men who are old and dying out. But they're raising other little fucking shithead pieces of fuck who roll coal and have small dicks and vape, faggot. I hate that little piece of shit that rolls through my place. I would like to push him into oncoming traffic. I hope a boulder falls on his fucking massive truck. Seriously, your daddy brought you that because you're like 17 and you're rolling coal? Why don't you go fuck yourself? I hope you die. No, because if you did, every guy would be writing you and begging you for phone sex, because that's what happens. Yeah, you would, and you'd have a bunch of fucking dudes falling everywhere, falling on themselves and trying to get phone sex and doing what they do, whatever she says. Yeah, you should. I approve of this message. Yeah, don't forget to vote, bitches, because the white, misogynistic, inferior males who are dying out and don't even see their penises anymore, like the fondle little kids, don't want you to have rights. A right thing. But to be an incubating slave for a man who probably had a problem getting through high school and crawling out of his mom's vagina. You know, just saying. So that's the tea, y'all. I'll rant some more this week. We do have a following up of tarot this week. We got to talk deacons, motherfucker. I have been learning about the deacons of all the zodiac. I'm a second deacon Libra, and it explains me to a T, but I am a double Taurus, so suck a penis. So anyway, make sure y'all are washing your hands still. Wear a mask if you got to. Black Lives Matter. Fuck Donald Trump and the GOP. And don't forget to vote, y'all. Ben Ryder out. That was for you, Brandon. Enjoy.